get to Heather with the news.
All right, boys, before I get into some fun news, I'm going to start with the serious news. The leader of Hamas was killed in Iran after attending the after he went to this inauguration of the country's new president. No one immediately claimed responsibility for this assassination, but Hamas has blamed Israel. Now, this leader had recently made announcement about the progress of ceasefire agreements, so now it's unclear how his death may actually affect efforts to pause fighting in the Gaza Strip and also secure the release of hostages that are still held by Hamas. So that's unfolding.
Developing story.
Yes, for sure. Residents in Detroit's Corktown neighborhood don't want to see those historic cobblestone bricks on Michigan Avenue disappear, but that could be the reality. MDOT is considering rebuilding and repurposing plans for Michigan Avenue from I-96 to Campus Martius, and that would include removing those cobblestones. And now there's a petition that's going around called Save the Bricks. And I mean, I don't live down there, but I understand it. When I hear this, it's kind of like, well, those are iconic.
You lose the charm of the area.
Like
the,
and it's part of the history of that area. And you just don't really want to see that change. So I understand where they're coming from. You might remember the story. About a week ago, I told you to check your spam folders. Occasionally, because there was this guy who won quite a bit of money, and he found out in his spam folders. Well, if that story wasn't incentive enough, I've got another one. There's a woman in Macomb who found out she won $207,000. By checking her spam folder.
Wow.
So this woman was not even aware that she had entered this lottery drawing, but this email told her she won big. 54-year-old woman, she didn't realize she earned entries into this random drawing by playing these jackpot games online, but she did. So she was just randomly checking her spam folder when she came across this email from Michigan Lottery. And at first she thought it was a joke, right? A scam. Mm-hmm. But she looked into it. She checked several times to make sure it was real. Lo and behold, she's already went to go claim her winnings. She says that she is going to pay bills and invest the rest.
Sweet.
Good for her.
Yeah. Check it out. Big news from yesterday for me anyway, you guys. Simone Biles and the U.S. women's gymnastics team won gold in the team final. This was, I was talking to Jim during the commercial break. I don't know why I had this reaction, but it was a very emotional reaction. Like, I was tearing up when I was watching this. Not only do I like Simone Biles, and she is phenomenal at what she does.
But your daughter?
My daughter, but I like Jordan Chiles. I mean, the whole team. Suni Lee, I love watching them. And what I loved most about Jordan Chiles, when she would land something and nail it, like, after an amazing
she
routine,
showed some emotion.
She showed her an emotion, and she would, like, you know, she fist bumped and said, let's go. And like her emotion was like spreading to me. And I was sitting next to Emily. I'm like, I'm tearing up a little bit. I was so excited
it's
for
infectious.
Them.
Part
it
of
really,
sports.
Really is. Pretty darn amazing. But and Simone Biles, like I said, amazing. She's got more Olympic medals than any other American gymnast. And she's only going to get more because it's not done for her yet there in Paris.
Well, it's good to see her rebound. Remember, she had the twisties.
Yes.
She was struggling, and
they
now
were
she's
calling
back.
Themselves the redemption team, and that's exactly what they did, for sure. Let's see what else I got for you. Oh my gosh, I have this story about that iconic bikini from Star Wars that Carrie Fisher wore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you all know the Star Wars bikini, right?
No, please explain.
Well, not.
No. Yes.
You know.
Yes,
it's a bikini.
We all do. Yes.
But yes. It just sold at an auction for $175,000.
That always amazes me.
Like, what? So I'm guessing it's just going to be on display.
Or maybe somebody wants their wife to wear it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, who bought it, and what
they
are they going to do
the same way too.
With it? Yeah, the Princess Leia buns. Yes, yes, of course, without a doubt. You need to be careful if you've been buying some produce from Kroger. More than a dozen prepackaged produce products are being recalled at Kroger stores across Michigan, and it's all because of this possible listeria contamination. Mm. And we talked about it this week. People all over the country are getting sick from eating bad deli meat and things like that. So there's a whole list online you can go and check. Obviously, they say no illnesses have been reported yet, but if you have any of these things, you need to stop eating them and then throw them away. Just get rid of them. I'm sure if you wanted a refund, you could probably. Yep. It's not in the article, and don't take this for facts, but you could probably contact Kroger and get your
money back.
Your money back.
It's Heather with the news.